Find Monday Night Talk on Facebook and share your opinions. Go to 959watd.com/Monday Night Talk. We now return to Kevin Tachi and Monday Night Talk.
And we are back. This pre-Thanksgiving Monday Night Talk program. Again, we want to thank Pat O'Connor for joining us. And we move forward. Now joining us right now, we have our Carl Nagy Kirschlin. He is the Executive Director for the Housing Solutions for Southeastern Massachusetts. Welcome to Monday Night Talk, sir.
Thank you, Kevin.
And good to be here. With you, you have Nicole Brienzi.
Yes.
And we're here to talk a little bit about housing solutions. First and foremost, if you will, Carl, can you tell us a little bit about Housing Solutions for Southeastern Massachusetts?
Well, we're a 45-year-old organization. Most people would know us as South Shore Housing, because until earlier this month, that's what we were called, but we just changed our name to better reflect the breadth of our geography and also kind of the outcome, you know, kind of orientation of our work. We're really about solutions. We meet people where they are in terms of searching for housing, buying their first home, whatever it is that they're facing, and we provide assistance to them.
What's some of the challenges that people are facing these days when it comes to finding housing and that they enlist in your
organization? Yeah, well, we have we've had a kind of a chronic housing problem in this region. People's incomes are just simply not sufficient to afford the housing that exists in our part of the state, and particularly true, of course, for low-income people. So we provide a variety of services for families that are either paying more than they can afford for housing or families that are homeless. In the last year, we've housed about 1,000 families through a program called Homebase, who were previously homeless. These are families that were in shelters and motels. But we also help people at the other end when they're trying to buy their first home. The premise of Housing Solutions is that without housing, almost nothing else positive is possible when we think about raising a family, being engaged in our community, increasing our income, going back to school. None of that is conceivable without a stable place to live. So that's the foundation of Housing Solutions. We've been doing it for 45 years and with a lot of success to talk about. The other thing is we also develop affordable housing. So we've developed about 500 affordable units in southeastern Mass for seniors, low and moderate income families, and the like.
And that's a key. And what areas is it strictly just?
It's Plymouth and Bristol County. Okay. So we go all the way, you know, Brockton, Fall River, New Bedford, Plymouth, not the Cape, but the southeastern corner of the state.
Now, Nicole would be deemed a success story?
Yeah, I would say so. So yeah, I'm here with Nicole Brienzi. And again, the foundation of Housing Solutions work is that housing is a first step. And once people have stable housing, there are possibilities for life-changing, progress. And Nicole is a case in point through our family self-sufficiency program. Nicole got stable housing through Housing Solutions and then took it from there with the family self-sufficiency program.
If you would, give us a little introduction to yourself, Nicole.
Introduction. I got the call for the wait list about 7 years ago. I got teamed up with Joanne, which is the family self-efficiency, and we did a five-year goal. And within that goal, we had to fix my credit. We had to establish full-time work, full-time income. And that's what I did. I have three children of my own, and I have been at my present job now for 5 years. I graduated from the self-sufficiency program 2 years ago, got to take a check, which they also matched my income. What they do is they match your income monthly, and they put it in a savings account, an escrow account. And after the five-year plan, you get a check, an escrow fund. So I got to take that, clear my credit, and put the rest away. And now 2 years later, I get to actually voluntarily give up my voucher back, because now on the within 24-48 hours gonna get the call for the clear to close on my first house.
What's that like? What does that feel like?
It feels good that also within 7 years I did the housing, did the program, graduated, went to a couple meetings, and now here I am. I can actually give up my voucher back to a family that needs it.
What are some of the simple things that, that you learned that, that you feel that most people would, you know, really appreciate if they went through the similar program?
I think there's a lot of resources. I think a lot of people get not discouraged, but there's a lot of resources out there through this program. I'm kind of a go-getter, so I don't waste time, but I like the fact that I had a plan. I had a goal. Joanne stayed on, she's on my contact list on my phone. She stayed right on top of me. I still stay in touch with her, and we had a goal. We set it, and I went by it. I went and fixed my credit. I stayed in touch with her. I did all the stuff I was supposed to do. She did what she was supposed to do, and that's where I am.
When you talk about fix your credit, I mean, that's, I think, the one thing that a lot of people, I think, overlook is their credit. What are some of the things, problems that you endured when it came to your credit, and you're like, I got to make sure of that when it comes to this. They're going to be looking at my score.
Yeah, so long story short, bad divorce, and had a lot, probably about $40,000 of, bad credit that I had to take care of. So I actually had to do a bankruptcy. Then I had to go to credit counseling. And from credit counseling, I had to get a few different credit cards, just $300 credit limits and pay on time. Went through a credit course. And with my goal, I got to pay off a bunch of stuff that I owed. And with the bankruptcy, and now 10 years later, I can buy my house.
And the family self-sufficiency program does is that as your income rises, with the rental assistance that Nicole and other families have, the tenant share of rent would increase because you're paying 30% of your income. And what the Family Self-Sufficiency Program does is changes that a little bit, that increment of rent increase, instead of going toward your rent, goes into an escrow. And if you graduate the program and do all the things you need to do, that's there as kind of a nest egg when you come out, and people use it to clean up their credit, to buy their first home. We've had somebody use it to buy the hairdressing business that they worked in. They're now an entrepreneur. So the idea is, the stable housing plus this program gets people out of poverty. It doesn't just put a roof over their head, it gets them out of poverty. And in Nicole's case, she's able to hand off the voucher to the next person on the list who can hopefully do the same thing.
In the program, what is your, I don't know if you want to call it success rate, or what's your graduation rate, or whatever you want to call it, what's the rate of people being able to come out and being self-sufficient?
Well, our graduation rate, and I would say our success rate, is about 70%. So wow. In the Family Self-Sufficiency Program, it's a voluntary program, so not everyone on our rental assistance program is in Family Self-Sufficiency, so there's some self-selection. These are people who are kind of ready, willing, and able to move forward in their lives. And once they do, again, with stable housing, with the coaching support, and with the sort of intrinsic, ambition and determination that the people have, the results are, really very positive in almost every case. And that can mean different things for different people.
Oh, sure.
Some people buy their first home. Some people, are able to, get a degree or a master's degree. Success is different in different cases. The plan is different in every case. It's individualized. But 70% of the people are achieving their goals, moving forward in their lives, and escaping poverty. That's the key thing.
Mm. And I guess I got to ask you, it seems as though you've achieved the goals where you're, again, you talked about closing on your own home.
Yes.
And we think that you've reset your goals now as to, now that you're a homeowner, is that par for the course? Is that something you're automatically doing?
Yeah, automatically doing. What I like about the whole thing is that I can obviously give my voucher up. It's not every day that someone can actually say, oh, I'm voluntarily giving my voucher up. Yep. So now that I can do that, now I have goals. Obviously, I was saying to Kyle earlier how I'm already want to renovate in the house and stuff like that, but it just puts me in a different financial. Now, I have a mortgage. It's a few hundred dollars more than what my rent was, but it's something affordable.
And it's going to be yours.
Yes, I'm going to be able to have that for taxes. Right. I give it, actually, the house that we're buying, it's on 1.97 acres of land, and I have children, and the backyard's unbelievable, pool, and I'm really excited. Really excited.
Now, from what I understand, is beyond graduating the program, you're also going to look to help others. Can we get an explanation?
Yeah. So we talked to Nicole just as she informed us that she was buying her house. I talked to her about joining our board. And we have one other family self-sufficiency graduate on our board, and Nicole and potentially a couple of others are going to be joining our board. And it's kind of brings it full circle. You know, when they needed us, we were there, and now we need them to provide leadership and governance and to keep us true to this mission and to help us create programs that can help the next generation of people succeed the way they did. So there's a nice, you know, what goes around comes around. And we, you know, we say that when people have stable housing and a stable life, then they're in a better position to give back, to be engaged in their community and the organizations that they care about.
How do you feel about being on this board?
I'm excited. I'm really excited.
What do you feel is your role?
Well, you know, I just feel that I like the fact that there's myself and another woman that's been through the whole course, you know, of the housing program that we, you know, we needed it. It was there for us, and now we graduated, and we're, you know, doing better things, and now that we can give back. So maybe I can help someone that's really probably on the verge of, you know, I want to do this, I want to do that, but needs that little push.
Push or maybe to ride the brake a little bit, because sometimes
yeah,
people
same,
might want to kind of go a little bit faster than
right,
the
me,
system.
Right, a little, yeah. Right. A little slower.
And you also can also give feedback to board members.
Yes,
that
absolutely.
You've walked that road.
Yes.
You've
yes,
been there.
And that's what they liked about it, too, that, you know, we were actually there.
Again, we are speaking with Nicole Brinzi. She is soon to be a new homeowner.
Yes.
And a board member with Housing Solutions for Southeastern Mass, and Carl Nagy Kirschland. I think this is the time where if you want to kind of, if there are folks out there who are listening right now who might be interested in the program, how can folks get more details about the program?
Well, I think the first thing to say is that many of us are fortunate enough to take stable housing for granted, and we just can't do that because so many people are struggling with that. And so Housing Solutions is there for this whole region to assist people, whether they're struggling with a potential foreclosure or trying to buy their first home or looking for housing. And so I want to just emphasize that we're a resource for the whole region. And to learn more about us, you can look at our new webpage, Housing Solutions, SEMA.org, Housing Solutions, SEMA.org. And you can find out how to contact us if you need help, or how to contact if you want to volunteer or provide assistance to the organization.
This is where I get to kind of slip into a little bit of holiday mode here. While it's probably a little premature that you'll be able to do anything for this upcoming holiday, you're already kind of dreaming about future holidays in your new home?
Yes, so I'm at least buying a tree for Christmas. I know that much. I don't know about the kids' Christmas list, but definitely buying a tree, yes. No, I am excited, very excited, very excited.
Big plans for Thanksgiving?
Nope, my mother does Thanksgiving every year right in Weymouth, so I'll be cleaning up and helping her cook.
Were you going to add something, Carl?
Well, I think the new house will be a Christmas present. You can't quite can't quite fit it under the tree.
No,
but
that's good. Yeah, I'm happy with that. Absolutely.
What's you? Big plans for the holidays for Thanksgiving?
Our family's hosting 14 people in our home, in our, you know, that we're so fortunate to have, and yeah, just counting our blessings.
Favorite part of Thanksgiving? Is it the meal? Is it the gathering with the family? Football games? What is it? Or JoJo, somebody who likes to venture out early Friday morning and hang out with those folks and get a bargain or two, and maybe that's your thing.
Mine's family time, definitely. We meet at my mother's house every Sunday for dinner anyways, but then we're all there and we just basically sit around, talk, and eat.
Yeah, definitely the family, and yeah, being together and again counting our blessings. Healthy families, a stable home. You know, we couldn't ask for anything more. Even though we complain, we all complain, but this is a time of year to really appreciate all the things that we maybe take for granted.
Right, last cheesy question regarding the holiday. Favorite part of dinner is the bird? Is it the fixings? Is it the dessert?
It's got to be the pie.
Really? What's your pie?
Pumpkin.
Okay.
Yeah.
My mother's homemade stuffing.
Really?
Yes.
What's the secret?
I don't know.
You don't know?
The sausages, apples.
She really goes out.
Yeah,
all out
she
out.
Does. Celery. I don't know what else. Pepperidge Farm stuffing, not bread.
Pepperidge Farm, remember.
Yeah, the stuffing mix.
The official stuffing of Housing Solutions for Southeastern Mass.
Well, I want to wish you good luck.
Thank you.
In your new home and
thank
continued
you.
Success, not only as a new homeowner, but now a board member.
Yes.
And Carl, I'll look forward to having you back in talking
yeah,
about
look forward to it.
More success stories and kind of just putting the message out there as to what it is, as to helping folks when it comes to housing. Myself, I just got back from a trip, and I can't tell you how many different places that we went to L.A. and went to San Diego for a couple of days, how many people are homeless, people that don't have a home. And it's sad that you see that everywhere. And if there's a way that you can get somebody to get on the right track and have them own their own home or find their own way to have affordable housing.
Reclaim their future, really.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Carl Nagy-Kirstlin, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And
thanks,
Nicole.
Kevin, Joe.
Thank you.
We will step aside for a few moments. When we come back, we're going to get into the holiday spirit even more. We speak with Mr. John Marion about the city of Brockton and their festivities coming up this weekend. You are listening to Monday Night Talk right here on 95.9 WATD.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.